Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was a Sunday at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs when a shooter fired round after round of ammunition at worshipers. The dead ranged in age from 18 months to 77 years old. Joining us on the line is Rich Emberlin. He's a 30-year law enforcement veteran, including serving on the Dallas Police Department SWAT team, president of 540 Solutions. Rich, in your years in SWAT, you participated in thousands of missions, counter-terrorist operations, hostage rescues, barricaded suspect situations, arrest warrant executions. You look at this situation here, and as a security consultant, how would you recommend churches have added security?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me. We need to harden up these soft targets. We can't stop lone wolf attacks because people get radicalized in their homes or they have personal issues with maybe this guy might have a problem with his in-laws. If he doesn't talk to anybody, we're never going to be able to figure out who they are. So sadly, at least here in Texas, I carry a pistol to my church. I carry it to the mall. I carry it to the movie theater. Like I said, it's a sad thing, but we need to harden up these targets and get our situational awareness, put our heads on a swivel. And if you see something, say something. You got to and react. Just don't sit in a theater or a school waiting to be shot.
So you would be in agreement then with the Texas Attorney General, who said the solution is that more people should bring guns to church. I go to church every Sunday. I'm not bringing a gun to church. So what are my options?
It reminds me of that old Archie Bunker show where he said, you know, we need to cut down on hijackings by passing out the pistols. I don't think we need to do that. But sadly, you know, you're never going to get rid of guns in the United States. Even if you repealed the Second Amendment, criminals don't play by the rules. So there's always going to be weapons out there. And the true first responders are the people that are being victimized in these mass shootings. The second responder, they're the police officer. I used to tell my mom, I'm a third responder as a SWAT guy. The action needs to be taken quickly. And Mr. Williford was a first responder, and he shot this guy twice, once in the leg, once in the torso. And the suspect probably would have succumbed to those wounds, but he self-inflicted after he crashed out on the road. But we have to harden up the targets, and we can't just, you know, get under a desk in a school or lay down in a pew, you know, and wait to be shot. You got to get out of there. You have to have a plan. When you walk into a restaurant or any venue, have an escape plan.
We go to Cardinals games, Blues games here in St. Louis, and without really thinking much of it, we pass through metal detectors to go into those sports venues. Do we need metal detectors everywhere now? Churches, any gathering place?
You know, sadly, it's starting to get that way. You know, I don't know what the follow-up was on the Vegas shooting, but they started saying that they were going to start magging people and using metal detectors at hotels. Everything in your bag is made out of metal, from hangers to parts of the bag. I know here in Texas, we get magged when we go to see a Cowboy game or a Ranger game, and it's getting to be that way. I mean, we do have to harden up targets, because the bad guys are always thinking of another target, a softer target. And, you know, in these attacks, bad guys only have to be right once. We as first responders have to be right every time, or we're going to have problems. And there will be another mass shooting. I can assure you there'll be several. There's been 40 since Columbine, where, you know, more than 4 to 6 people have been killed in one episode.
Rich, why can't we just track better these, like the Vegas shooter and the shooter in Texas? They had amassed so many weapons and so many rounds of ammunition. Why can't that actually trigger something, so to speak? I mean, why? It seemed like there were many places along the way that people failed to notice that this guy was a loose cannon.
Well, and I'm an Air Force brat and a big fan of the military, but the Air Force dropped the ball when they didn't get his bad conduct discharge and his assault on his stepchild and ex-wife or girlfriend or whatever she was, and got him kicked out of the Air Force. They should have forwarded that information to the federal database, and he could have never filled out his ATF form 4473 and purchased that rifle. So you got to do things like that. I think we need to start a conversation about questioning people other than just letting them say they're not having mental issues on this form. I think, and I know the people with HIPAA will get mad at me, but we have to look into people's mental condition, because it's not usually, you know, the gun in their hand, it's the hate in their heart, or a lot of these people are just in crisis. And we need to be able to get to that, because most normal people, I know people that own 20 guns, I know people that own 100 guns, and they're just sporting enthusiasts. They don't even like to shoot animals. They like to go to the range. But we need to figure out how to do some kind of medical evaluation without violating people's rights.
Rich Emberlin, we have got to run. Thank you so much for joining us, President of 540 Solutions. RichEmberlin.com joining us on the Quiver River Electric Guest Line.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.